Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on combating Trump. In this masterclass, we're going to work our way through my book, The Trump Presidential Playbook. Only, we're going to come at it the other way. When I wrote the book back in 2016, Trump was absolutely thrashing the GOP. And I wanted to talk about, what is he doing? How is this man, a political outsider, who when he first stood up was laughed at, the Huffington Post called his campaign a sideshow, how was he thrashing them at their own game? Back then, I thought there was an interesting story to tell, topics that we all needed to be more informed on. And now here, some 3 years later, I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to come at it the other way? If you had to beat Trump at his game, how would you do it? If you had to stand up on a stage and combat what he is doing, what would you do? If you were to take the lessons from Trump, as well as Obama before him, and you had to build a movement to rally behind you and take over the country, well, what can you learn from Trump to grab the world's attention and rally a movement of your own? What would you want to know? What are the secrets that you would have wanted to have paid attention to? What are the devices that Trump used that you could use as well? If you were a 2020 contender, looking at what he did to his rivals last time around, wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to be best prepared? What skills might you want to learn before you step into that ring? If you had to take him on, how do you take on his game? What can you learn about his playbook and build a playbook of your own? And what if you're just a spectator, or you want to be an informed voter? Wouldn't you want to learn more about some of the tricks of the trade? About what's really happening up there? About what Trump really did to annihilate his competition and distance himself from the pack? To influence millions and millions and millions of voters to rally behind him. And maybe you're only a spectator, but might it be valuable for you to have some of these tools and skills of your own, no matter what you do? How might you benefit from being more influential? So no matter who you are, but especially if you're a 2020 contender, how would you best want to prepare yourself to take Trump on? When a pro fighter steps in the ring, they just wake up one morning, decide, today I'm going to go fight for the belt. For years, they train themselves in the game, in preparing themselves to take on the champ and steal their crown. They pay careful attention to all of their moves. They go back and watch all of the tapes, decoding exactly what they're doing, so they can prepare themselves to defend against those attacks, and also look for every vulnerability, every opportunity to attack their opponent all the same ways. They step back. They build a detailed strategy. They get incredibly clear on exactly how they're going to take on that opponent. And then they take the time to train, to prepare themselves, to get fight ready. Because by the time you step in the ring to take on the champ, it's too late to realize that you don't know how to fight. And isn't that what we saw in 2016 up there on the debate stage? Trump just shredding his competitors. because they showed up not ready to take on Trump in his style of game. I was recently asked by a politician, if you had to take on Trump, what would you do? Prepare. And that's what this masterclass is about. Whether you're a politician, a political operative, or a spectator, how would you prepare to combat Trump? As we're getting started here, let me share with you three reasons why I think this masterclass is valuable and why I would have wanted it. See, by the end of this masterclass, you have a much better sense for what Trump did. How did he win? You'll also know how would you combat it? And that in itself makes you more informed, but also you can use all these skills yourself. No matter who you are or what you do, all day, every day, you have people around you influencing you. How do you combat that? And perhaps more valuably, how do you use some of these most advanced tools of influence for yourself? And so the first thing that you'll learn by the end of this is how he won. Not generally, not kind of, not all those weak, lame excuses. He won because the Russians, that's how he won. Yeah. The Russians, they got on Facebook and they spread propaganda and they got people to vote for Trump. That's how he won, exactly. Yes. No, that's not how he won. He got people angry and they were so angry they voted for him. Yeah, that's it. Okay, how did he really win? How did that man go from being laughed at, mocked, given zero chance of winning, to thrashing the GOP, and then to beating Hillary, a political dynasty? Remember when he started, everyone assumed it would be Hillary and Jeb, the two political dynasties facing off. Yet Trump came in like a bowling ball and bowled down both parties. How did he do it?